This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Avoiding the follow-up trap. We all know what that feels like. When you call somebody who seemed like a hot lead, a good prospect, it seemed like they were going to move forward with things. It seemed like they were interested and excited. And then next thing you know, they're gone. I call it the prospect witness protection program. It's like they disappeared off the face of the earth. They changed their phone number, changed their identity, moved to another city or state, and they're literally doing everything they can to avoid talking to you and interacting with you. And there's a couple reasons why that happens. And then there's some important things you can do to help avoid that. Now, you can't always save it. If your pipeline is stuck in the follow-up trap where you're calling people who you should have moved forward or could have moved forward and they're not responding, there's very little you can do to fix the damage that's done, essentially. But moving forward, there's some things you can do to really help avoid that moving forward and make your follow-ups way more powerful. So I'm going to talk about that next week. So I'm going to talk about the closes and avoiding the follow-up trap. Close 100% of the people 100% of the time. Amazing salespeople close 30%, 40%, 20%, depending on your industry, depending on what part you're measuring, right? If is it a warm lead and a transfer or an inbound call or an appointment set by somebody, and that to a closed deal. Some people have really high percentages, but it's because they've already qualified that lead and that's different. But you're never going to close 100%. So just keep that in mind. But what you can do is you can move the needle in your favor to get those follow-ups to be more effective. The other thing you can do is to make sure that you're setting strong follow-ups. A lot of people I see are, when they end up having to do a follow-up or when it gets to that point, they're saying, okay, well, here's my information. Just let me know or talk to your Uncle Bob and I'll wait to hear back from you or I'll follow up with you next week and see what you want to do. And that's not effective. And there's way more effective things to do for that. If you want that information, you want my tips for that, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Happy to share that as well. Because there's a good way to set that follow-up and make it really strong. It's not rocket science, but a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people who I see acting more like order takers are avoiding that step and not doing that effectively. Using the authentic persuasion pathway and using this process to avoid the follow-up trap. The biggest thing we want to do is avoid the follow-up trap. Now, why aren't people responding? One of the biggest things and reasons why people aren't responding is because they don't think you care and they don't think you're trying to help them. And I've talked about this many times in these training sessions. I talk about it when conferences and companies have me come on stage or speak to their groups and I'm doing trainings. Is one of the biggest things is that you following this process we've been talking about, such that the people you're talking to, your prospective customers, these clients, these people you want to be moving forward in your pipeline, is you make it about them. That's why I have built this model like I have, the authentic persuasion pathway, with the rapport, the empathy, the trust, and the hope. And then this fifth step coming up soon is that it's all about them. And so you want to make sure you follow that process. And if you do that, that changes why they're not following up, why they're not responding. Okay. So that's one of the biggest things. Now, here's how you use this. Because if you remember in the hope step that I covered last week, it's about taking your solution, your product, your service, your idea, whatever it is that you've got, right? You could be raising money for your business from venture capitalists. Like literally this applies to all of those situations. Trust me, I've used it. I've taught it. I've trained people on it. I've played with it in various scenarios and it works as a universal, you know, strategy. And then you fill in your part, right? The authentic persuasion piece is you and what you bring to the table. So in that hope step, it was all about your solution and then what they need or want. But again, remember the key is you have to understand why they want or need what it is that you're selling. Okay. That's so important. I'm going to say this again, because I haven't mentioned in a few weeks. You have to know why they want or need what it is that you are selling. And that was the goal of the empathy step, which is the discovery, probing, question asking, like getting that information from people and digging as deep as they will let you and as deep as you can go. You need that one piece of information. You need to know that. Okay. And if you want a worksheet on getting to that point, asking those questions and how to figure that out in your sales process, so you can get that information, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Happy to send you the worksheet that I have that I give to companies and they use that. So the thing is, you've got to know that why. In your hope step, remember, you're taking that why and you're applying it to them and your solution and that intersection, right? Why do they want this? Well, here's what I have, and here's why you would want it, and here's why it helps you. It's not that my solution is going to help everybody the same way. And even if it does, you still want to make it personalized, which is here's my solution. Here's how it's going to help you achieve the goal that you want, get out of pain, get the thing that you want, be happy, have a fun experience, buy something that you like and that you're just trying to justify mentally. Like whatever that is, you've got to know why. The deepest level, and then you solve that why with the hope step and with what you have. That is so important. That, I'm telling you, is the solution and the key part to avoid the follow-up trap.